SpecialOlympics.org.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, October 2nd, 2015, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the weekend. We made it. It's the end of a long and very productive week here in the state of Oregon. We're into day two of legal marijuana sales to all adults, and sky's still here. Trains are still running on time. We don't have chaos in the streets. Nobody's rioting or looting. Everything seems to be okay. We'll bring you more today from the historic first day of legal marijuana sales with our own Herb Thrasher, who visited three different dispensaries on opening day yesterday, got us some brief interviews with the proprietors of those marijuana establishments. Those are coming up in our Behind the Headlines, Drug War Data Mining, and Radical Rant segments on today's show. But it's not all pre-recorded today. We have got a live interview at half past the hour that is going to blow the doors off of the negative claims about Ohio's 2015 legalization. I was contacted by a man named Garrett Greenlee, who's working in association with Dr. Sue Sisley. You know her as the only FDA-approved researcher studying the effect of medical marijuana for post-traumatic stress disorder. We've reported on her difficulties trying to get this study done at her own University of Arizona, how she tried to get this taken care of up in Colorado, and now it turns out that the amendment in Ohio may provide the best opportunity for clinical research on marijuana in the United States. Garrett will join us at half past, and we'll talk all about that. We'll also take things into hour two, Toker Talk Radio. Herb Thrasher will be calling in with our daily Toker tune for the day, and we'll get some Rockin' Friday stuff going to prepare us for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on 420radio.org. Also in hour two, Toker Talk Radio will have the phone lines open, toll free at 844-207-2346. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tragic shooting in Umpqua Community College down in Roseburg, Oregon. We've got to talk a little bit more about that. We've also got to look at Oregon's first legalization day from the perspective of the pot shops just across the river in Vancouver, Washington. We have got a price war happening here in northern Oregon, southern Washington, as these two states compete for the Pacific Northwest marijuana market. It's good news for marijuana consumers as the prices are plummeting and the access is increasing. We'll tell you all about that in hour two, Toker Talk Radio. And thank you so much, everyone who is a supporter of 420 Radio. Tell your friends, get us on tuneinradio.com, download the 420 Radio app, which, by the way, we're going to have a new app launching here in just a week or two, so I may have to have you delete the old one and install the new one, but a new app is coming for 420 Radio. A lot of changes coming for 420 Radio. More shows, more information, and fewer commercials. But not right now. We've got to do a commercial right now because I've got sponsors who want to get some information out to you. Make sure you visit those sponsors because their support of 420 Radio brings this stream to you absolutely free. We're going to take a break and we're back with the 420 Radio headline news right after this.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Tjena, jag heter David, PKA the Dirtball. Vi ska röka hela tiden, alla år.
As a police officer, I walked the beat, served on the vice squad and SWAT team, and became an expert on drug addiction. I saw firsthand the effects of Ohio's destructive marijuana laws. Simply put, they don't work. Ohio spends over $100 million each year on this failed effort. It's time for marijuana reform, so law enforcement can spend their time cracking down on real criminals and making Ohio a safer place for our families. Vote yes on 3.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabis 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPA's Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Replays of 420 Radio News are embeddable and shareable from our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/radicalruss. Now, the marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, October 2nd, 2015. The California 2016 Marijuana Legalization Initiative from the Coalition for Cannabis Policy Reform, or Reform CA, was supposed to be the one that all the big players in state marijuana politics got behind. Reform CA's website listed partners that included the Drug Policy Alliance and the Marijuana Policy Project. However, after LA Weekly reported this week that the coalition includes Normal, the Drug Policy Alliance, and Marijuana Policy Project, Reform CA had those organizations removed from its website. The Drug Policy Alliance is preparing its own language for circulation that could be filed later this month if DPA principals aren't happy with other initiatives being prepared, LA Weekly has learned. Additionally, Lauren Vasquez, Deputy Director of Communications for the Marijuana Policy Project, confirmed that it has asked initiatives in using MPP's name to stop doing so. 7 marijuana stores in Denver made sales to people who were under the legal purchasing age of 21, Denver police said Wednesday. With 30 stores investigated in the operation, the number amounts to nearly 1 in 4 selling to underage people. Since legal sales of recreational pot began in 2014, sting operations rarely resulted in underage sales. The first round of stings last year resulted in 0 violations. Louis Koski of the Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division said that these busts reduce the industry's overall compliance rate statewide to 91%. According to Koski, compliance rates for alcohol and tobacco both sit at around 91 or 92%, as marijuana now does. Medical marijuana advocates fear a proposed policy from the Colorado Medical Board will send their industry up in smoke. Among other things, the policy suggests that doctors who recommend marijuana become competent in the area of pain treatment, keep extensive records on their patients, and advise them of the risks, including death. It also suggests that, quote, pregnancy testing during the initial evaluation should be considered for all women of childbearing age, end quote. The list of proposed recommendations has drawn about 250 public comments to the state, fueled speculation that Colorado is trying to drive pain sufferers into the taxable arena of recreational marijuana, and generated some alarmed press release headlines like, quote, "Is Colorado trying to shut down the medical marijuana program?" end quote. A state regulatory official offered assurances Thursday that no such outcome is intended. The Sierra Blanca Border Patrol checkpoint was once the bane of pot smokers driving from Los Angeles to Texas. Green-suited federal agents and their uncanny drug dogs would make 20 to 30 busts a day. Most of the cannabis holders were issued a citation, released, and told to pay a $500 fine later, though many never paid up. But for the past year, Hudspeth County Sheriff Arvin West has refused to take any more checkpoint cases, even those involving commercial quantities of marijuana worth thousands of dollars. The checkpoint dispute is not about justice, it's about money. The sheriff says there were so many checkpoint cases, they occupied 2 of his full-time deputies and a 1/4 of the space in his county jail. This was okay as long as he was getting federal criminal justice grants, but those have dried up. Just 4 years ago, the Texas Lyceum poll indicated 2/3 of Texans opposed legalizing marijuana. Now, the same group's latest poll indicates the state is almost evenly split on the issue, with 50% opposing legalization and 46% favoring it. Among those who opposed legalization, 57% said they supported decriminalizing marijuana by lowering the penalties for possession of small amounts of the drug, while another 39% opposed that idea. Uruguay has selected two companies backed by local and foreign investors to grow recreational pot for distribution in the South American country's pharmacies. Symbiosis SA and IC Corp were among a short list of 11 companies, including Canadian medical marijuana producer Tilray, that bid for licenses to grow as much as 2 tons of pot a year. Symbiosis, whose investors are Uruguayans and Argentines, could invest as much as $2 million in its operations. Uruguay is among a group of Latin American and Caribbean nations that have moved to decriminalize or legalize marijuana as an alternative to the U.S.-led war on drugs. Jamaica decriminalized earlier this year, and Chile has approved medical marijuana. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, October 2nd, 2015. I'm Russ Belville.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that.
The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal. Ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
Yesterday was the first day of legal marijuana sales from medical marijuana dispensaries to all adults here in the state of Oregon, at least in the cities and counties that are allowing that to happen. And here in the state of Oregon, we had about 190 to 210 dispensaries that were open and operating. And here in Portland, about 100 that were open and selling to all adults. Our own Herb Thrasher visited three of these dispensaries yesterday. We take you now to the first one, just 7 blocks away from Rolla J Studios.
What's up, guys? Herb Thrasher here, hanging out in Panacea. Great day with marijuana politics and 420 Radio and all you activists out there in the cannabis community. We are here with Emily in Panacea, gonna talk with her for a second, get a great idea of what's happening and what this day means to others and the businesses around the community. Emily, what a great day for Portland, for Oregon, and for legalizers out there. Talk about that for a second, what it means for Panacea.
It's really great because the medical marijuana community, not a lot of people can even afford to get their medical marijuana card, or because of the rules and regulations, if you're addicted to narcotics or your prescribed painkillers, you're not allowed to get your medical marijuana card. So there's been this kind of push-pull dynamic separating medical and rec. But we think this is really good to have access for the entire public to experience marijuana and use it as an alternative medicine.
Oh yeah, it's awesome, man. It is an alternative medicine, but today it's a recreational medicine as well, as legal sales for 21 and over to all go into effect. Panacea has been open for a few months. Talk about Panacea and how long, tell them about Panacea, how long you guys been open, and what today is the joyous occasion.
Panacea has opened on 420, so we've been here for a little under a year. Basically, my manager, Melissa, her mission is giving back 10% to social justice. She's really involved with the community. We support the Minority Cannabis Association. They're one of our farms, Panacea Valley Gardens. So yeah, this is just really exciting. This is a really exciting time. Yeah, we're just really excited.
All right, awesome. Herb Thrasher here with Marijuana Politics and 420 Radio. One more question, I'll let you go. So you guys opened at 10 this morning, got a full day ahead. What's some of the events going on today, and maybe what's a strain or two that people can look out for?
So definitely Strawberry Satori. We're one of the only dispensaries that carry it. It's really great sativa, smells just like strawberries. That's a really good strain. Also really big fan of the Super Sour Diesel that we have here. It's really loud and stinky. You'll definitely be noticed when you walk in a room with that. Everyone's doing different things. We just have some snacks. Some places are doing goodie bags. I think Collective Awakenings is having a barbecue. So I recommend people just dispensary hop all the way down Sandy Boulevard and get as much free stuff as they can.
And 1 p.m. Charlo Green will be here?
Yep, 1 p.m. Charlo Green will be here. She's the one, the fuck it, I quit news anchor. So it's pretty cool.
Yep, yeah. Alaska bound. All right, well, looking forward to it. What about prices? Are prices really affordable? And
There's no taxes yet, and prices are still, we keep our same prices. We didn't raise them at all. So you're looking at, $30, $35 eighths, basically, $50, $60 quarters.
All right, sounds great. Well, I'm definitely about to go in there and buy me one of those eighths or quarters. Check it out and see what's up. We're for Emily and Panacea. You guys come down here. We're at 67th and Sandy Boulevard here in legalized Portland, Oregon. Herb Thrasher with 420 Radio and Marijuana Politics. You guys, we're going to move on to another dispensary and buy another bag after I go in there and check things out. Emily, I hope you have a great day today. Happy legalized recreational day. And we look forward to seeing you for many, many days.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, guys. Great stuff right there. Real excited. I guess I'm going to go in there. You guys want to see this little art room real quick? See, they got a great entrance. Here, I'll walk out here real quick. And that way we can show you the entrance and how things go. So let me turn this around. All right, so here's the front next to an antique store, and then you got a business right there next to a Colombian kind of restaurant. Great food. Damn, fuck this great food. All right, here's Panacea right here, opening sign right here. Panacea's front door coming in, and then they have like an art room. They support the arts, so they have like a whole deal. Nice opening right here, arts on the front. And then a nice desk, and right here is where you used to have to come and show your medical card. Not anymore. Now all you have to do is show your 21 and over card. A little bit over here, a couple of snacks for the festivities today. So real excited. Here's the door right here. We're not going to be able to have the camera on inside, but I'll let you guys know how it goes. Real excited for today. You guys take care. Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics. We're out. Take care, guys.
The Nile ain't just the river in Egypt.
Thank you, Senator Stuart Smalley. Hey, it's 420 in Denver, Colorado, Boise, Idaho, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Salt Lake City, Utah, Las Cruces, New Mexico. Where else? Phoenix, Arizona? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more Herb Thrasher. Live at the Fresh Buds Dispensary on the first day of legal sales.
The Russ Belville Show, the National Wildlife Refuge for Marijuana Unicorns.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
The Fingerboard extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
More coverage of Oregon's first day of legal sales.
What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics, standing here in front of Fresh Buds PDX, which is Legalized Portland today. Standing here with owner Jay Bakes. What's up, Jay?
What's up, everyone?
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day today.
Oh, yeah,
it's
man. Today is a great day, as Jay mentioned. It's a wonderful day for Jay, and it's a wonderful day for all of us legalizers, activists, and Portlanders, Oregonians all around. Jay, it's legal today, dude, man. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks, man. This is a day I've been looking forward to for a
while.
Yeah,
talk about the business, man. Talk about what this means for your business to be able to expand into the future.
You know, right now I'm just excited for all the people that I can help that maybe weren't able to come in and get medicine for their affliction and everything. So I think this has been a barrier for a long time, and this is the road I've been looking for, and I'm on it. I'm on this train till the end, man. And I'm so excited for today and what's to come after today. So bring it on. Come on down to Fresh Buds. You're going to have a good old time with here over here with me.
Two customers just come to mind, just came in. One, been smoking weed for 50 years, didn't really know what to do, and was so excited just to walk through the door. And then one guy just left and said, feels like an adult, feels like a total purchase, man. You know,
it's like, you know, at the end of the day, we all grow up, as they say in Swingers, and today's the day I think we all grew up, because now we can actually walk into a shop and 21 and up can buy weed from me. It's, and beautiful weed at that. Just so you know.
Yeah, let's talk about weed for a second. So I just walked in there and I noticed some Shiskaberry. Talk about some of the weed strains and maybe the prices that people can look forward to.
You know, Shiskaberry is one of the good ones because that's the strain that I gave out that night of the Birdside Burn. So I know a lot of people should be familiar with that. So I brought that back on the shelf as a reminder of that night. That was a wonderful evening. We had a lot of fun. Also, a lot of Kushes, a lot of Perps. A lot of indicas, and I also just want to basically kind of give people something that they haven't had. You know, I mean, a lot of people have never been in a dispenser, obviously, and this is their day to experience that. So I know they'll be hopping around, checking out new spots, but come on down here. The prices are fair. They range from $40 to $50 an eighth. Medical patients obviously stay the same. You guys are our babies, VIP customers. And all your recreational people, you guys will be taken care of as well. So come enjoy the experience. This is a wonderful place.
Outstanding. So your address is?
110 Southeast Main Street, over by OMSI, right off the exit of OMSI, off of I-5, and right around this corner from Bunk Bar and Waterhouse Coffee on Main Street and Water Avenue.
So, all right.
Right, well, by the railroad tracks. Hope you don't mind trains.
That's right. Herb Thrasher here for Marijuana Politics and 420 Radio. And Jay, one more thing before we go. I thought it was pretty fitting this morning when we woke up, and the weather was foggy. I mean, it was cloudy. Didn't it fit like that kind of day?
I mean, I think everybody started early this morning, so, you know, even before they got to the dispensary.
All right. Well, I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to make my first legalized purchase. Really looking forward to this. I've been waiting a long time, and as you can see right here, address, you guys can come down to 110 Southeast Main Street. Here's even a better shot right there with the dog. That's his little buddy. But yeah, there you go right there. There's Jay, little dog.
Come on down, everybody.
Spirits are high. Everyone's excited.
Rocky's here to greet you along with everybody else.
All right, I'm going to go in there and see what kind of weed is for sale. It's all legal today. You don't have to have your cards. All you're looking for is 21 and over, right, Jay?
21 and over. You got to love that.
And over here in Oregon, and you'll be good to go. So here's a look at the front door there. We're going to be traveling through, checking it out. You guys come on down. Fresh Buds PDX, at Fresh Buds PDX on Twitter. You can also find them on Facebook. Check them out. Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics. Let's go buy some legalized weed.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Nothing better than getting to buy your first legal weed purchase in your own state. I mean, we've made some legal weed purchases in Washington and Colorado, but then you always have to worry about getting it back home to enjoy it. Can't use in public places, can't use in your hotel room. So when you make that legal purchase on the road, you usually end up breaking the law by smoking someplace you're not supposed to. Not here in Oregon. I can finally go to a shop, buy my weed, bring it home, and smoke it. It's a great time to be alive. Great time to be legalizing weed. When we come back, we've got Garrett Greenlee from the International Cannabinoid Institute on a breakthrough in the Ohio legalization controversy. Stick around.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. The Russ Belville Show. Chat is for friends 18 and older. We expect our chat to be civil, mature, and free from excessive profanity. If you don't like these rules, there are approximately 6 billion other chat rooms with lower standards that you can visit.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
While humans have been using cannabis for medicinal purposes for over 5,000 years, medical science is only beginning to unlock the secrets of the endocannabinoid system and the promise of cannabinoid medicines. Join us now for the latest Cannabinoid Medicine Update.
Welcome back, everybody. And for today's Cannabinoid Medicine Update, we are speaking with Garrett Greenlee. He's with the International Cannabinoid Institute. Garrett, welcome to the show.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you here because, you know, I've been one of the few folks out here in the marijuana legalization community who has been vocally and openly defending the idea of ending prohibition in 2015 in Ohio. There's a lot of controversy around the amendment, particularly around its designation of marijuana growing commercially. But I got this email from you that kind of blew my mind on a reinterpretation or rereading of this amendment. And I'm hoping you can fill our listeners in on what you've found and what this breakthrough is.
Well, Russ, I appreciate you having me on, truly. And the email that I sent really stemmed from an announcement that we're getting ready to make next week. My institute, what we figured out is within this amendment, it's not essentially 10 grow licenses here in Ohio. It's 10 grow locations. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on the Institute since about 2013, the concept. And to be honest with you, we weren't really thrilled when the amendment came out because we thought, like everybody else did, that there were only going to be 10 growers.
Right.
And that's just really not true. What we found, and after engaging several of the landowners, we've actually entered into a contract with one of them. And we'll be making that announcement on which site on October 6th here in Ohio at the Ohio State House. But essentially what we have is a long-term contract with the landowner, and we now have essentially the same rights to grow, extract, and research that are necessary for our facility. So we have a home for ICI, the International Cannabinoid Institute.
It's going
to be right here in Ohio.
So legitimate scientific research will be able to transpire at this constitutionally protected grow site under the Ohio State Constitution. Is that basically what we're finding here?
That's exactly what it is. And from a researcher's standpoint, the benefit is so much greater than just simply having a license that's been granted that can be revoked or modified by a political change. this is something that we are protected by the Constitution, and my scientists and my researchers and everybody that's doing long-term research studies, we can attract now grants and funding because people know that we can be doing long-term research and we won't have our license pulled or some type of other political change that will affect our research.
Hmm.
So we're really looking forward to getting this going in Ohio. And my prediction is if we can get this amendment passed, issue 3 here in Ohio, Ohio will become just a boom for research and development because exactly of this situation.
Hmm. Now Washington, Oregon, and Alaska passed their legalization statutorily. Colorado's, though, is a constitutional amendment. So what is the main difference between the Colorado amendment and the Ohio amendment that you feel better protects you in Ohio?
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the exact verbiage in the Colorado amendment. But here in Ohio, where you have the 10 locations, what we're looking forward to is being able to have a more of a concentrated, more structured grow sites. So at ITI, we'll be testing all the material, all the inventory that goes through, and we'll be ensuring a really safe supply. Hmm. So in Colorado, I've been out there, and I have a lot of friends that are in the industry out in Colorado, and God love them. They've done a great job out there, but it's a bit of a wild west, and I don't think anybody will deny that. In terms of constitutional protection in Ohio, I mean, we've got a lot of interest from researchers, funders coming in and coming to us saying, if you can get this passed, we're on your side and we're ready to go.
Wow. All right. So I know in Colorado, they got a marijuana enforcement division. If you want to be a grower, there's different tiers based on your square footage and you have to apply. There's regulations, there's conditions. But with this Ohio thing, is it that it's constitutionally protected areas of land? And won't there have to be some sort of regulations and requirements and licensing to be able to grow on that land? Or is it more a situation where constitutionally, you can do with that land what you choose, and marijuana is the thing you can grow there, and they can't really stop you? I mean, I guess I'm missing some of the nuance.
There is an appointed marijuana commission. That's one thing about the Ohio Amendment is there is a very detailed execution piece. And within that execution is the appointment of a 7-member commission, and that'll be appointed by our governor, John Kasich. And within that 7-member commission, they'll outline the execution of the medical marijuana program and really fill in some of the fine line details. So our goal is to get out first and get out quickly and really be able to be in a leadership position and, if they want, advise that commission on a good medical program and some of the good execution principles.
We're speaking with Garrett Greenlee. He's from the International Cannabinoid Institute and filling us in on how they will be announcing a long-term contract at one of the 10 constitutionally protected grow sites specified by the Ohio 2015 legalization amendment. Garrett, can you tell us anything about who may be researching there and what might be studied there?
Well, one of our board members, actually our first board member that came on board, her name is Dr. Sue Sisley, and anybody that's involved in the movement knows Sue and her excellent work with PTSD and the fact that she has the first federally recognized study for PTSD through the NIH, the National Institute of Health. And to be honest with you, when it first came out, Sue was hesitant. I don't think she'll mind me saying that. She knows about the controversy in Ohio, and it is a controversial amendment. But once I explained to her how we were approaching this with ICI and really the benefit that the amendment gave to us as a research facility, Sue signed on, and she's now one of our board of directors. Mm. So we'll obviously have a very large emphasis on PTSD and studying. What we want to do, Russ, is be able to develop strains that will actually benefit the actual ailment. So we want to get down into really the molecular level, and that leads to our next board of director. His name is Dr. Michael Iba. Dr. Iba is the chair of the microbiology department at the Ohio State University here at OSU.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a big deal because OSU and really most state organizations, state facilities, state institutions, they don't like the association with cannabis and cannabinoids when in states that aren't legal yet. And OSU actually, we took this all the way to the dean, and he gave us the approval to list Michael publicly as one of our board of directors. And Michael has expressed interest in creating a PhD doctorate program that will actually use PhD students going for their doctorate to do research studies at ICI. So we're going to get down into some real science at this facility. It's slated to be a $24 million, 40,000 square foot facility. The lower level is all research oriented, and then that's a two-story facility. Up top, we have a 20,000 square foot grow.
Wow!
And that's really what we are talking to landowners about. And that's how we got their attention. We said, look, we want to help you develop genetics. I don't think anybody thinks that the investors here in Ohio have a lot of experience, and that's probably part of the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't growers coming in, they're investors. And while it's controversial, and let me say it took me a while to warm up to the idea, but once I realized that these investors actually are giving me the opportunity, giving everyone really the opportunity, to move the needle forward here in Ohio, I appreciate that, and I totally respect that. So the expertise that we're able to offer them in terms of development of new strains and really getting into the science is what attracted us to actually, we narrowed it down to three locations, and we'll make the announcement on October 6th.
Hmm.
But what we're going to be able to do is develop a bench-scale pilot and commercial-scale project. So on the bench scale, we'll develop the strain, take it upstairs to the 20,000 square foot grow, and do our pilot scale model where we prove the efficacy of the strain. And then we'll hand the genetics over to our landowner, to our partner, and he'll grow it in his large commercial setting.
Hmm.
And these grows, these commercial grows in Ohio are going to be very large, up to 300,000 square foot is the projection.
Wow. So your facility, the 20,000 square foot facility, is just a small portion of one of the 10 locations that is constitutionally protected.
So, say that again, right? It broke up on me a little bit.
Yeah, we're having a little noise there. I was saying that you're not leasing out the entire one of these 10 grows. You're just leasing out a small footprint within one of those 10 grows, right?
That's it. And that's really the point I want to get across and make sure everybody realizes is we had to study this ourselves. I mean, we didn't really realize this until after the amendment language came out, and we had our legal team look at this and found out and discovered that the rights are linked to the land, not a specific license. So all we did is we pursued a contract, and we wanted 15 acres for our facility, and we've got our contract in place. So in that 15 acres, we now have the same exact constitutionally protected rights as all the other landowners. And my prediction, Russ, I truly believe that these landowners, all of them are looking for expertise. I think this is just the start of all of the landowners bringing in expertise from across the country, locally, and really, in my mind, doing the same thing that they're doing with ICI, is giving a portion of the land over to an expert to come in and allow them to produce genetics so they can grow on a commercial scale.
So there could be, you know, far more than just 10 individual grows going on. There could be as many as these landowners decide to parcel out.
I think, Russ, there'll be over 100 growers in Ohio.
That's good to hear. Grant Greenlee from the International Cannabinoid Institute. We're talking about Ohio's Issue 3 and how the constitutional language is tied around the land plots, the 10 different land plots in Ohio, and not any 10 particular licenses. So do you anticipate that the contract that you're signing here, I mean, will each situation have to sign its own different contract, or do you think this will be somewhat standardized?
Well, we'd be happy to offer them the language that we use. Like I said, we spent a lot of time developing this contract, and everybody that we've talked to, the landowners, they were very receptive to us. I haven't spoken personally to all of them, but the ones that we did discuss this with, and some of the locations weren't large enough. I don't know if you've seen in the amendment, they range anywhere from about 20 acres to 90 acres. And some of them weren't large enough. Some of them didn't have the proximity that we were looking for some of our research partners. So we had the short list down to about five. And the three that we really narrowed down to, they were very, very receptive to us coming in and offering the expertise. So I think people should do exactly what I did, and that's figure out a way to work within the confines of this amendment to do what you want to do. What I want to do is create some of the best medicine in the world and change people's lives. That's my goal.
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking about this from an investor's point of view. I would think if I had a big old plot of land and I want to maximize the profits on that land, rather than having one grower try to grow on all the land, let's have a few of them compete and let's see who brings in the best return. Maybe that's what happens with this particular amendment. Before we let you go, we got a couple minutes. Garrett, can you give people any contact information online or otherwise if they want to get some more information on this?
Sure. We just launched our website and our social media. If you go to ICIRF, that's ICI Research Foundation, .org, that's our website. And on there, there's actually a survey. We're inviting people to take part in the discussion. We're letting people know we are coming to Ohio, and when issue three passes, we're going to hit the ground running. And we'd like your opinion. Tell us, in your opinion, where we should put our research efforts. You know, are you most interested in PTSD, childhood epilepsy? Give us some direction, and we'd like to hear from you. And we'll take all that to heart. We'll even publish the results of what people are saying across the country, what they're saying here in Ohio, and we'll publish that in real time and let people see what what everybody else is saying. But our Facebook link, please go to that. It's just go to our webpage, icirf.org, and go to Facebook, and there's an invite to the rally that we're putting on at the Ohio State House. That's where we're going to make our announcement of our official site selection. And Dr. Sue Sicily is kind enough. She's flying in and will be our speaker. And she's going to have a couple of very special announcements. One of them is our site selection. The other is we're going to announce the framework for the very first ever insurance cannabis program for patients in need and veterans with PTSD.
Wow, folks, you heard it here first, the first ever medical insurance for our vets, for the patients out there, for medical marijuana, Dr. Sue Sicily coming in. And perhaps the boon to the scientific research that we've been looking for could happen in, of all the unlikeliest of places, Ohio in 2015. Garrett Greenlee's with the International Cannabinoid Institute. Find them at icirf.org. And Garrett, thanks so much for bringing this to my attention and telling our listeners about it.
Russ, I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work, truly.
I will do my best, and we'll see you in Ohio sooner rather than later should this thing pass.
The invitation is open, and we would welcome you at any time.
I appreciate it. Nice to have friends in Ohio. Garrett Greenlee from International Cannabinoid Institute, icirf.org. All right, stay tuned, folks. When we come back, we'll close out the show with two more dispensary visits. Our own Herb Thrasher making his way throughout Portland on yesterday's first day of legal marijuana sales.
Dictionaries to drug czars since 2009.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
This is the brain activity of a normal 14-year-old. This is the brain activity of a 14-year-old after smoking marijuana. If you use pot, you're not using your brain.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum. Elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical Rant.
We return to yesterday's coverage by Herb Thrasher of the first legal marijuana sales in Oregon.
What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher here, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics, hanging out on the road right now on a legalized first day of sales here in Oregon. Stopped at RKO and walked up here and found James of Cascade High Organics. What's going on, James? How you doing today, dude?
Oh, man, celebrating a wonderful, long overdue celebration of legal recreational cannabis sales in Oregon.
Been working on this for so long, as you mentioned. It's been way overdue. We're finally here, October 1st. Tax-free sales going on today. Talk about Cascade High and organics and what you guys got going and why you're here.
So it's support your local farmer, farm to table type of thing. We want everybody to know us. Our tagline is socially conscious cannabis cultivation. We want to put the planet and the people above our profits and, support local economy and just bring this basement industry out into the light for the first time and really show that there are legitimate businesses out there who just want to do well by the industry.
Right on, man. Growing is such a huge thing. Those of us at home can grow 4 plants legally with Measure 91 passing on November 4th, 2014. Talk about some of the growing experience you have.
I actually moved to Oregon about 20 years ago from the East Coast, pretty much after you passed the medical cannabis law here in Oregon. As a nurse and a healthcare professional, it was both the liberalness with healthcare policy around cannabis as well as physician-assisted suicide law that actually brought me to Oregon in the first place. And from about a year after I got here, purchased my first house, had property, went out and found a patient. She happened to be a woman with breast cancer, and I really, as a nurse, being able to provide a natural, organically grown garden medicine that has so much potential that we're only beginning to understand the benefits of this plant. I support everybody putting 4 plants in their backyard. Find yourself a good organic farmer, get yourself some great starts, and carry that on all year round.
That's exactly right. Passing the word, standing here with James from Cascade High Organics. And you guys are here today with the local business, and are you going to other businesses today? And just talk about the feeling of today and what we're experiencing here.
Well, we think it's a time to celebrate. Obviously, we want to, you know, get our name and our product out there. And so, yeah, what we're doing today is kind of a, call it the social media Cannablitz tour, basically, dispensary tour around Portland. We've got several dispensaries that work with us now. RKO has been a early preferred partner with us. We're also at Green Oasis in Selwood and in Northeast on Cully. And a coming soon location on Jansen Beach. We're also with Grass Cannabis on 7th, where Sandy becomes 7th right there in downtown Southeast. And so, yeah, we're just trying to get out there, show people that this is an exciting time for all of us and people who have been in this industry for a while and have been waiting for this time to come where we could actually come out into the light and feel like legitimate business people doing cool stuff.
Outstanding. James, thank you so much from Cascade High Organics. Really appreciate everything you guys are doing for the medical and now, as of today, the recreational communities within
Woo-hoo!
The cannabis community. All right, man, he's James. I'm Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics. Got great stuff going on, as you can see behind me, the business going on. There's RKO right there. There's the front door. We're going to go in there and check out and see how their day has been going on and see what's going on. Hope you guys are having a great day. Those of you guys outside of Oregon, keep it up, man. You guys are going to have what we have. Those of you guys here in Oregon, have a great day today, man. This is us. This is celebrating. Hug an activist today, too, man, because we wouldn't be here without a lot of activists happening out here. Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics. Hope you guys are having a great day. I'm going to go in and talk to RKO and see what's up. What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio and Marijuana Politics. On the road to rock right now, as usual, hanging out here, made a stop at RKO and hanging out with Rick. What up, Rick? Yeah. Hey. We got Ken over here. What up,
hey.
Ken? Yeah, all right, man. So, Ken, great day today.
Fantastic.
Legalized sales going on for everyone, 21 and over. Talk about the excitement RKO has for this day and how you've been setting up for it.
Well, we've been planning for weeks. Getting ready, still a little hectic. We never had crowds as big as we had this morning. We're rocking today.
Guys opened at 10?
10. People were in here at 9:30.
Wow.
We had a little for them.
So you guys had a line out front waiting?
Not quite a line, but we had about 10 people here at one time.
Right on.
So we're happy.
Legalized sales. Rick, what does legalized sales mean to you and RKO?
Well, it certainly brings a whole other clientele base in, especially with our location being close to a few bars and whatnot. It just opens up a whole other avenue of sales for us, and so we're really looking forward to it. And here we go.
How long have you guys been open?
Coming up a year now.
Right on.
1 year.
And so were you sad this morning that you didn't have to check medical cards anymore?
No, we still check them for our medical guys so they can get the concentrates. Of course, the rec guys can only get the flowers at this point in time. But we have 1,500 patients that have been really loyal to us, and we'll always take care of our medical crowd. That's what we initially got in this for. But again, the rec is there. We got the facility. We got the product. We're just happy to be here right now.
Absolutely. And so I'm noticing some Granddaddy Perp.
Yeah.
Right there, THC 13.3 content. Talk about that for a second. Maybe some of the strains that people are enjoying today.
Bunch of different strains. We carry quite a few of them. Granddaddy Perp being an indica, just one of them. You know, there's probably 40 different types of strains of pot out there. THC ranges usually anywhere between the 12 to 26-27% on the THC level. Of course, a lot of different factors, a lot of different pot affect people a lot of different ways, so it's not always the highest THC factor, but different flavors. It's kind of going the way of wine is now. People are getting more into the aroma, the flavor, the structure, the quality of the bud, versus just looking at, hey, it's got the highest THC factor.
Absolutely. Hanging out here with Ken and Rick from RKO. And Ken, talk about some of the prices and how is it affordable? Are people coming in? And maybe what are some of the ways that people are enjoying? Are they buying quarters, halves? How does that work?
I'd say we sold a lot, mostly grams, pre-rolls. Pre-rolls are $12, eighths are $40, 75 for quarters. So I think it's a lot less in Washington.
Yeah, prices are real good here in Oregon.
I haven't heard anybody complain about the prices.
Competitive with street prices, too, because they're not getting it cheaper than that out there on the street.
Did prices raise today because of today, or you guys maintained?
We stayed the same.
Outstanding. Very cool. That ought to give you guys a word and a clue right there on how they do feel about the community, whether it's medical or recreational. Probably could have done some different things, but RKO hung tight right here. And give everyone the address of RKO and how they could find you guys.
8265 Southeast McLaughlin, right across the street from the Acropolis Steakhouse.
You can't miss it, can you?
Can't miss it. No, everybody knows where the Acropolis is.
Everyone does know. If you're in the Portland area, you guys have been there and had a steak. You know you have. All right, Herb Thrasher here, hanging out in the back of RKO. And Rick, man, really looking forward to all the good times and growing
Fantastic.
The business, growing the cannabis community. And you guys keep having those best buds.
Best buds. Thank you. Appreciate
it. All right,
it.
Man. And one more look right there. For you guys there at home, that's some of the things that's happening here in legalized Portland, Oregon. Appreciate you, Ken. Appreciate everything, man. Shout out to RKO, and thank you guys so much for serving this community and creating jobs.
Thank you for 420 Radio for coming in.
All right, man. Take care. All right, guys, I'm going to go out here and kind of smell some of these jars and see what's going on right here at RKO. On my way. You guys take care. Oh, those of you in other states, keep working, man. You're going to be there one day just like we are. Those of us in Oregon, we're not done. We still got work to do. But we're celebrating today, legalized day. Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, Marijuana Politics. We're out.
All right. Great work, Herb Thrasher, on the road, making his way across various Portland area dispensaries on the first day of legal sales yesterday. It's a great time to be in Portland, Oregon. We're tax-free until the end of the year when a 25% tax kicks in, but already we've got some of the lowest prices in the country, and that competition is heating up between us and Vancouver, Washington. We'll talk more about that in hour two for your live listeners. We've also got some stories on something the Drug Czar's office did that was good. Something, I'm going to compliment the Drug Czar's office. You got to hear that. Also, the tragedy going on in Alabama and other states that are drug testing mothers of newborn infants. We'll tell you about that as well. For everyone here at Roller J Studios, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.